as always.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Once more at the Keynote Club. So do come in, ladies and gentlemen, sit down at your table. You see, you've got a loyalty card. That's good. That entitles you to one free glass of tap water and a partially used lemon slice. Make yourselves comfortable, and we're just about to start serving dinner. Your waiter will be with you as soon as he can get his fishnet tights on. In the meantime, let's listen to Arthur Prysock.
Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. Woke up this morning, that old gal was gone. Ain't got nobody to call my own. Well, babe, come on home to me. Well, babe, come on home to me. I feel so bad, I'm in misery. Oh, baby, I'm all alone. No more alone.
That was one of Mercury Records' biggest stars, Arthur Prysock, and Woke Up This Morning, a song written by B.B. King. That came out on a Mercury subsidiary, Wing 9016. And it's got his brother Red Prysock's orchestra backing him up there. Nice record. Nice record to start off with. And now let's go on to, I guess this is kind of appropriate. This is Rich McQueen, who woke up this morning and asked, "Who's that under my bed?"
Big Daddy. Big Daddy. Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
Says a man last night, and you in the living room and cut out all the lights. Now who's that? Who's that under my bed? Don't you tell me no lie. I know who your dad is dead. Yeah. Oh.
Great track that. Rich McQueen and his Rhythm Rockers. That was on Marathon 508. That's fairly obscure, I think. Who's that under my bed? And here's Jimmy Dodson, Looking for My Baby.
Thank you.
That was from 1959, and it was Jimmy Dotson, Looking for My Baby. It's got that Eddie Shuler kind of production sound, I think. Anyway, it was on Zin, ZYNN, Zin 511, and I think that was one of Eddie's subsidiary labels. Anyway, harmonica player Jimmy Dotson, nice little track that. And now we turn over to the rockabilly spot, and this time it's a lady.
Well, I need a man, I need a man, I need a man, it's a love, I need a man.
Quite a well-known track, but Barbara Pittman there on Sun Records from Memphis. That was I Need a Man on Sun 253 and was from 1956. Now let's go to the rare record spot, and this is a seriously rare record. As far as I know, there is only one copy of this, and it's in the Sony files. It is a very late recording, a 1930 recording by the Mississippi Sheiks. It's labelled Mississippi Sheiks and Bo Carter. They were all various members of the Chapman family. Recorded in San Antonio, Texas, and it's Cracking Them Things on OK8810.
Downtown has got a peanut stand. Women all afraid to see the peanut man. Just get to crack them things. Oh, to crack them things. Instead of the red, break the racket when you come to cracking them things. He has stored some peanuts and has stored some corn. Women all boys to crack the whole night long. By the cracking them things. Oh, you're cracking them things. There's the ready for the racket when you come to cracking them things. I'm a Tom that's got a cracker where he lives. And you crack them things and the crack them still. Oh, you're cracking them things. Oh, you're cracking them things. cop ain't gonna tell you no lie. Crack them things to us and you let us die. We gotta crack them things. We gotta crack them things. Say, if you ready to break the racket when you're kind of cracking them things. There's the men these days getting funny in mind. They don't love you, let you take your time. And go and crack them things. Go and crack them things. If you're ready to break the racket when you're time to crack it down, son. Said old Aunt Sue lived out of town. Cracking them things is gonna cat her down. She's still cracking them things. Oh, cracking them things. Said you're ready to break the racket when you're time to crack it down, son. I'm a torn gutted man, way down in town. No, it's fine, just slow them down.
A fantastically rare record there by the Mississippi Sheiks and Bo Carter, Crackin' Them Things. I bet the record collectors listening to this program are salivating at that one. Let's move on and play a little jazz. This is a Jazz 45, as so many of them are. They're on Blue Note. This was Horace Silver from 1956, Blue Note 45, 1932, The Jody Grind. Tasty piece there from Horace Silver. That was the Jody Grind. And next up is someone new to me. This is J.B. Summers and the Blues Shouters. It's on the Gotham label, Gotham G186. It says with Eddie Woodland Orchestra. It's from 1949 and it's Stranger in Town.
Hey, gal! Look around, you better stop what you're doing and see what I'm putting down, cause I'm playing in town. Nobody claims me yet. I've been looking around and I like all the cows that I'm at. Now I've got plenty of money and I'm hollering loud. I'm ready to spend it all and ready to talk loud, cause I'm staying in town. Nobody claims me yet. I've been looking around and like all the cows I'm at. got front. My cash can all be had if the gal is what I want. Stayed in town, nobody claimed me yet. I've been looking around and like all the gals I met. Now I had a good gal in my old hometown. I had to leave in the night cause I wasn't doing right. Stayed in town, nobody claimed me yet. I've been looking around and like all the gals that I met. Now I came here by myself, but I ain't gonna leave alone. You may be the girl that I'm taking home. Stayed in town, nobody claimed me yet. I've been looking around and like all the gals that I met. Blow it!
Was the raucous J.B. Summers and Stranger in Town. Going to play a Chicago track now. This is from Mighty Joe Young, a very underrated artist, I think. It's from 1961. It's got the Lefty Bates Orchestra. Lefty Bates, of course, had something of a solo career himself later. And it's on Fire 1033 and it's called Empty Arms.
Thank you.
Mighty Joe Young and Empty Arms. Now it's time for the Gospel Spot. And this week it's the Clare Award Singers, wonderful Clare Award. And this track features Marion Williams, and it's from 1958. It's on Savoy 14020, and it's Packing Up. Didn't move you, nothing will. This is the Clare Award Singers and Marion Williams and Packing Up. Wonderful stuff. Well, I guess you may be thinking, this doesn't sound like Woman's Hour to me, and indeed it's not. It's the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall. It's an hour of blues and rhythm and blues and rare stuff. So I hope you're enjoying yourself sitting comfortably down there and tuning in to 93.2 FM, that's Sheffield Live, or maybe up on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Now you can go and put the kettle on if you want, but for the rest of you, here's some important messages.
Play to win all the time with the kind of cars winners have. Okay, my name's Bruce Kibbutz. How do winners roll? I'm talking automotive bling, baby. I'm talking rims made with fake spinning gemstone. I'm talking put your name in classy script on the hood. I'm talking about being original, just like everyone else who can afford to be. I'm talking about taking a $250,000 sports car designed by world-class engineers and letting a guy from East Hook modify it so it's worth a lot less. That's right, a lot less. That's player style, baby. Because you can. Because you're different. Brucey's Executive Lifestyle Autos. Visit us on the web at brucey'sexecutivelifestyleautos.com. Be genetically different.
What do you use your Fleece a Card for?
I used the Fleece a Card to have my mom put down, and I got frequent flyer miles. Thanks, Fleece.
From putting down a relative to funerals to bail, Fleece is accepted around the world. Fleece, it's time to start paying.
Mm-hmm.
something about an Atlantic record you can always tell, I think. That was Atlantic 940, the Joe Morris Blues Cavalcade and Midnight Grinder. That was back from 1951. Next up is a track from Memphis. This was unissued by Sun for some reason. It's called Lucy Dunn Moved, and it's an artist I don't know, Elsie Hubert, pianist, singer, and it has Pat Hare on guitar. Lucy Dunn Moved.
Somebody should have had to go. She packed her suitcase, moved on down the line. Yeah, she packed her suitcase, moved on down the line. Then the baby left me mad, I'm feeling fine. Well, you're real pretty, baby, that's why you gotta die someday. When that day comes, baby, I wanna be so far away. You played my piano, now you wanna beat my drum. You played my piano, now you wanna beat my drum. You told me that you love me, but now your man has come. Yeah!
Pat Hare's career was tragically shortened by a very long prison sentence. That's sad because he was a great guitar player. That was Lucy Dunn Moved by Elsie Hubert. Next up is the Cajun track, and this time this is rather an elderly Cajun track. It goes back to 1940, and it's this version is on the Montgomery Ward label. Montgomery Ward was a mail order company, and this is a Montgomery Ward M8693, and it's Happy Fats and the Rainbow Ramblers and the Old Iceman. Thank you.
hear the back door slam. How'd you like to be that old ice man? Sell Dakota stuff in town.
That was Happy Fats and the Old Ice Man. Okay, now we're going to play a duo. This is Dewey Terry and Don Sugarcane Harris, otherwise known as Don and Dewey, and the track is Justine. It's on Specialty 631. It's from 1958.
Justine!
Justine, a frantic track by Don and Dewey.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's time for the challenging record of the week. This is a beautiful teen ballad by Jeannie Hayes, and it's entitled When My Pimples Turn to Dimples.
Never knew how his arms would feel, 'cause he never come near. But now his kisses all are real, 'cause my pimples turn to dimples this year. Now I am always
this year.
Sindbad's sentiment beautifully expressed. When My Pimples Turn to Dimples by Jeannie Hayes. Okay, now we go on to a Gold Band track, unissued actually at the time, but this is still, I think, a very nice record. It's Blues Boy Palmer and the Bill Parker Orchestra and Mary Mary.
Ooh, Mary! Ooh, Mary! Ooh, Mary! Ooh, Mary! I cried, Mary, 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 why did you treat me this way? Why do you treat me this way? Although you hate to admit, Mary, but you will regret it one day. Now when the wind gets to blowing and the leaves come tumbling down. Now when the wind gets to blowing and the leaves come tumbling down. That's when I think about my Mary, the way Mary put me down. Think of the time we had Mary, come like a king that lost his crown. I think of the time we had Mary, I'm like a king that lost his crown. I stayed so sick and worried, Mary, I had a nervous breakdown. I'll turn around and blow around here, Mary, come on around here. Me down. I think of the time we had Mary, I'm like a king that lost his crown. I think of the time we had Mary, I'm like a king that lost his crown. I stayed so thinking, Mary, Mary, had a nervous breakdown.
Gold Band issued many worse records than that. That was Blues Boy Palmer and Mary Mary. I can only imagine that it wasn't issued because the harmonica solo was a bit low in the mix on that track. But anyway, nice record, I thought. Next up is Doc Pomus, a great songwriter. He'd written so many hit records. This was not a hit, but still a great performance by him. It's with the Bill Doggett Orchestra and it's Too Much Boogie on Coral.
Too much.
Doc Pomus, who was confined to a wheelchair for much of his life, didn't let that confine his imagination, wrote some great songs, and that was Too Much Boogie. And next we have Little Miss Sharecropper, a pseudonym for Lover and Baker. It goes back to 1949, and I Want to Rock. That was Laverne Baker, who went on to have a great hit with Jim Dandy, appearing there as Little Miss Sharecropper on the ill-fated national label, National 9131, and that was from 1949. Okay, let's go over to Texas now, and this is Willie Holiday. It's from the year later, 1950, and it's I've Played This Town.
Thank you.
that was Willie Holiday on the Houston-based Peacock label. I've Played This Town, and that was on Peacock 1531. Well, we've just about come to the end of the show. You have been listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Well, we're just about clearing out the club now, and there's maybe time for us to play maybe a minute or two of Come Into My Bedroom by Dolores Ely and Harmonica Fats. It's on Duplex 1301. See you soon.
Turn out to be a fool. Good, and you like it, just use your tool.